Melu Sanya. Melu Sanya. 128.
An electoral official at the 12th of September Elementary School in Bissau reads out a voter's identity card so poll watchers from the major political parties can make sure only registered voters are casting ballots. Voters move away to the privacy of a white cardboard stand in the school's courtyard to mark their ballot before folding it in half and pushing it through the slot of a clear plastic ballot box sealed with numbered plastic ties. Their fingers then dipped in ink to prevent multiple voting. Nearly half of this polling station's registered voters cast their ballots within the first few hours. Rocha da Silva says she voted because it's her right as a citizen of Guinea-Bissau.
Votei por exercer meu direito.
Da Silva says she wants life to be better. There are many problems here, she says, and she wants a president who'll bring peace and develop the country. Guinea-Bissau is one of the world's poorest countries, with a history of army mutinies and coups. President Vieira's death in March came just hours after his chief political rival died in a bomb blast. A presidential candidate was killed by state security forces earlier this month when they say he resisted arrest for being an alleged coup plotter. The Economic Community of West African States and the United Nations are calling for independent investigations into that violence. The UN Security Council, extending its mission in Guinea-Bissau through the end of the year Friday, urged civilian leaders to refrain from involving the military in politics. There are 11 candidates in a vote that's being monitored by the ECOWAS Alliance, the United Nations, the European Union, the Community of Portuguese-speaking Countries, and the African Union. Ruling party candidate Malambakai Sanha and the main opposition candidate Kumba Yala have drawn the biggest crowds. Their main challenger is former interim president Enrique Rosa. None of the men are expected to win more than half of the votes in Sunday's first round, so the two leading finishers will likely meet again in a runoff to restore constitutional order in Guinea-Bissau. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Bissau.